The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Sing up, O Peter. Thank you. ngikhuleka kuwe Nkosi Sithi bayethe Nkosi Jesu Wowe wethu themba lethu lomhlabathi
And a very good afternoon to you. 16 minutes after 12, it is Radio Veritas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to our Holy Hour, that time of a day where we take a break and we come together, we pray for each other, we pray for one another, we pray for our own intentions. And to do that, all you need to do is dial our number 011-452-7115. That's it, just call us on 011-452-7115. During the month of June, Pope Francis asks us to pray for human solidarity and also to pray for seminarians and novices. I'd like to thank everyone at Crystal Park Parish yesterday for such a warm welcome. It was a beautiful place to be in. And thank you so much for welcoming us in your parish. That was myself and Father Brian. So thank you so much. It was a lovely time there. With that said, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115. You can also SMS your prayer intentions to 41809. That's 41809. You're live on Veritas. You're speaking to Shayla. Who am I speaking to?
You speaking to me, Shayla, Julie.
Yes, Julie, you're often number one these days, eh?
Well, if I don't, the other day I couldn't get through at all.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, who are we praying for today?
Shayla, my special intention for the poor souls in purgatory, especially my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Yeah.
And for my friend that had the motorbike accident. He's not doing too well, and for my little friend, who's also not doing too well, and for one of our staff members, lost his son. His name is Lucky. He died yesterday.
Sorry.
In a shack fire. That was terrible.
Oh man.
And place him on the altar as well.
All right. We'll do, Julie.
And for everybody at Veritas, and for all the sick and the dying and the needy.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right, Shayla.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Shayla. How are you?
I'm all right. And how are you, Leona?
Down again.
Down again. Oh, sorry to hear that.
I got a lung infection.
Ah.
And then maybe it's just me getting old. And anyway, thanking my prayer intention today is thanking God for this new week, for all His graces and His blessings, and just for supplying our needs from day to day. And then I would like to just pray for a special family. I'm not going to mention the name. I would pray for the husband, the wife, and the children especially.
He's
going through a crisis because of the children. The one daughter had just come out of a mental rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Also because of economic pressure, couldn't handle it, quite young. And now yesterday I heard the son was also in there because he was retrenched.
Oh.
And waited really long for his money to come through. And on the week when his money was coming through, he had another breakdown.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's in an institution at the moment. So I just lift this family up to God.
Yeah.
And the mother is not well. She's also got something wrong with her. So just lift him up to the Lord and just ask the Lord for his covering upon that whole family, for his healing upon them, for restoration, financial and of freedom, whatever they need is, may the Lord be merciful and compassionate towards them.
Well, Leona, you know, listening to you just reminds me of one thing, that we are always reminded by our priests, by scripture, that we mustn't worship things of the world, you know, material mm-hmm. things. We must always mm-hmm. remember to put God first. Remember that God is the one and only that can actually help us through any and situation that we go through. And we also must remember that what is to Caesar belongs to Caesar, and material things, we will die and leave them here. So the more you pray to God, the more we pray to God, the more we realize that we can actually do without so many material things around us. Yes, we do need it to go by on a daily basis, but we don't depend on them. We need to learn to pray so that when things like this happen, we don't break down the way some of these young people have broken down, like you've mentioned. So it's very important to, when you are with your friends, remind them that no matter what the situation you're going through, just put it all in God's hands. And that way you'll be able to survive and you'll be able to stay on top of it and not let material things break you down like this.
Okay. Not everybody is built for this, you know, Sheila. Especially today, as you can see, in our young people, they get married. And then the minute they have a little problem, what happens?
Exactly.
They just say, well, I'm out of there. So we need to pray for them.
We do.
Because, you know, as I say, to get to like 42 years of marriage, I've married 42 years, the road wasn't easy.
It's not
really long
easy.
And winding.
Exactly.
But you stay there, you go through the difficult moments, you go through the hard times, but you're there knowing that God, not gonna, as I always tell my husband, God doesn't take you to a place and leave you there. Never. God will never forsake his people. But even this morning, I was reading my Bible, as you were talking about, you know, we have to turn our attention to God and really worship God fully, not really just come to God in our times of need. This walk is a daily walk. You've got to take up the cross, of course, that was the gospel for this weekend. You've got to take up the cross daily
and carry
the Lord.
Exactly. Well, Leona, thank you so much for your call. We'll keep your friends in our prayers, and you as well. Hope you come out of this as well, eh?
Okay,
all right.
Radio Veritas, have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Sheila. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Ingrid from Rehob Park.
Oh, yes, Ingrid. Your prayer intentions for today?
My intention are for my mother, my deceased mother, Rachel Thornley, whose 90th birthday is today, and to my son-in-law, Sylvester, whose birthday was yesterday, and my son, Ridwat, who is in hospital, and peace in the whole world, and enjoy your day, Sheila.
Thank you so much, and you too, Ingrid. Go out. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We also pray in a special way for the speedy recovery of Frick. I hope I spelled that right. I pronounced that right. Frick Mayberg. He was injured in a hijacker this past weekend. We pray for him. And we also have the intentions from Jenny Lottering, intentions from Kathleen Howick, and the intentions from Harriet, intentions from Tandy. Vincent asks us to please pray in a special way for his dear mom, Josephine Mokwena, as she celebrates her 89th birthday today. Also praying for the repose of the soul of their auntie, Florence Mokwena, who passed away yesterday. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed rest in peace. From our SMSs, we have a prayer intention here from Menosiki. I'm actually praying for Menosiki, Brian Lebohang, Lawrence, as well as for special intentions and for people suffering with substance abuse. Let's take our last three callers before we begin with Masul on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello. How are you, Philomena?
I'm all right, Sheila. I have been a bit
sick with her dose of vertigo, but anyway, I'm feeling a bit better today.
That's good.
Sheila, can I have my intentions put on the altar? And I've got a very special one today for my grandson, who's submitted his CV to try and get a job, that he will be successful, and for Colette and all of the rest of our family, and for Teresa, for us all, for peace in our family, and for Father Emil, and for you all at Radio Veritas. May God bless you all.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, Philomena. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks, you and Sheila.
All right, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Maria from Montana.
Okay, yes, Maria.
Sheila, I'd like to send, put on the altar for my grandchild because his birthday today, he got 13.
Yeah.
May God bless him and put him in the right road for when he's grown up and for his school and for his parents. And I also want to say thank you to our Lord. It's my birthday tomorrow. Uh-huh. I want to thank you for my health and for everything what he has done for me, and also for all the people who died. That's all, Sheila.
Well, a happy birthday to you for tomorrow, eh?
Thanks, Sheila.
All right,
have a nice day. God
you
bless
too,
and thanks for everything.
God bless you too.
Go
bye.
On.
Bye-bye. You're on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm okay, Imelda. What are we praying for today?
Today, just put me on the altar that God should continue to give me strength on what has happened previously about my husband's death.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have a good communication with me and my daughter. Please, Sheila, I am not feeling well because always I'm still asking my remembering my husband.
Mm-hmm. All right.
God wipe my tears, please, Sheila. Even this morning, I was still crying.
Of course.
Thank you, Sheila.
All right, Imelda. We'll keep you in our prayers, eh?
Thank you.
All right. God bless. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm all right, thanks. Who am I speaking to?
Mamputi.
Okay, yes, Mamputi.
Thank you, Sheila. Sheila, I would like to put me on the altar and all the doctors and the nurses that took care of me while I was on my operation on my eye.
Yeah.
That it went well successfully.
Mm-hmm.
I must thank them. I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
That he was with them all the time when they were busy with me.
Oh.
And I want to thank God for restoring all what the devil has stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has been restored.
That's good.
Thank you,
that's
Sheila.
Very good.
I'll keep on praising the Lord. Have
Amen.
A good day. God bless.
Thank you. You. Same to you. On that note, we'd like to pray for the repose of the soul of Mark James, also praying for the repose of the soul of Paolo Mondlane, and praying in a special way for Vina, prayers of comfort for her and the rest of the family members at this time. It's 29 minutes after 12. Thank you so much to everyone that called and emailed, as well as those who SMS their prayer intentions. We'll be starting with Mass right after the entrance hymn.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Good afternoon to everyone here at the studio and at home. The past readings that we have been listening, especially they are talking to us, to introspect ourselves, to look at ourselves, where we are with our God, where we are with the people that we live with. So as we listen to it today, gospel today, again, it is talking to us to really check yourself before you can say anything to another person. Check yourself and be aware that God is always present in our lives each and every time. So we come to this celebration again, and we ask God to really to give us strength and courage to look at ourselves to be better people. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words and in what I have done and in what I have failed to do through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray, and in our prayer again, we have all the intentions here at the altar, and we pray for Charles. Just came to me now that he's just going now to Devon. His mother is not well. So we're praying for Charles that may Lord may protect him on the road and going, and also we pray for his mother. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that you may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those who set firm on the foundation of your love, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the second book of Kings. In those days, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, invaded all the land and came to Samaria. And for 3 years he besieged it. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria, and he carried the Israelites away to Assyria, and placed them in Halah, and on the harbor, the river of Gosan, and in the cities of the Medes. And this was so, because the sons of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the sons of Israel, and in the customs which the kings of Israel had introduced. Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, in accordance with all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. But they would not listen, but were stubborn as their fathers had been, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They despised his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and the warnings which he gave them. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. None was left, but the tribe of Judah only. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With your right hand, Lord, grant salvation and give answer.
With your right hand, Lord, grant salvation and give answer.
O God, you have rejected us and broken us. You have been angry. Come back to us. With your right hand, Lord, grant salvation and give answer. You have made the earth quake, torn it open. Repair what is shattered, for it sways. You have inflicted hardships upon your people, made us a drink, a wine that dazed us.
With your right hand, O Lord, grant salvation and give answer.
Have you, O God, rejected us? Will you march with our armies no longer? Give us help against the foe, for human help is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes.
With your right hand, Lord, grant salvation and give answer.
The word of the Lord is living and active, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you see clearly to the speck of your own brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In life, each and every one of us, we are called to reflect. Each time, we are called to reflect. And when we reflect, we know what we are looking for. And especially when you go for a retreat or for a recollection, you are reflecting about your own life. You are reflecting about the situation that you find, what is happening in your own life. The main thing is to look at yourself and see now, what is it that I need to grow on and I need to move on so that I can be able to be a good person. Each and every time, you know, it is easy to observe other people's mistake. It is easy to say that person has got this and this. And we forget even ourselves that we also, we have our own mistakes, our own way of not doing things in the right way. We need each and every time, whenever we go to Mass, it is an opportunity of a person to reflect and introspect yourself and see now, what is it that I need to do in my own life? I think I mentioned this before, especially to the young people, that I always give them something to do about their own life, that write good things about yourself, you know, because at times we are much concerned about all the negative things that we are hearing, that we are always, you know, taking up each and every time, and we're not noticing the good we have in ourselves. And the good that we have in ourselves is the good that's going to carry you in all your life. So as we reflect today in the readings, it is challenging us not to always observe other people's mistakes, not to be always negative, but we need to be positive in life. The year of mercy is calling me and you to observe ourselves, especially a moment of reflection, of quietness, and to see yourself, what kind of person are you? You know, even if I can describe you, but you must know yourself. What kind of a person are you in whatever you do in life? So in all the readings we have been hearing, they are calling us to introspect ourselves, to come back to our senses, to be aware that we need God's grace each and every time. So I'm calling on you in this year of mercy. Do really introspect yourself. Do really take stock about your life and say now, how can you be a better person? Amen. Let us present our petitions, especially all our intentions that are placed here at the altar and all those needs people have brought to us. We pray for those who are afraid to see themselves as they are, that they may have the courage to face themselves and to change what needs to be changed in their lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those who are prone to criticize. We are always judging and condemning others, that they may learn from your own tolerance and your own indulgence, Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those who go around backbiting, spreading false rumors about others, making funny remarks, creating suspicions, that they may hear your words today, that they may mend their own way of life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for ourselves that hearing your message, Lord, we may re-examine our attitudes, examine the way we do things, and then have courage to change our ways. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Almighty God, we thank you for listening to our prayers. We thank you for all the intentions that you brought to us, and we ask you to grant all what we need through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread, which we offer to you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine, which is divine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, we ask you to receive us. Be pleased, Lord, sacrifice of our assembled and contrite heart. Lord God, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me, Lord, from all my sins. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, and grant that cleansed by its action, we make offering of heart pleasing to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him we have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with all the angels, all the archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts of powers of heaven, we sing the name of your glory as we say. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so it may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and gave him thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Buti Tlhakgale, our Bishop, Bishop Duncan Tsoge, his assistants, and all the clergy, and all your people, and all the intentions that are placed here at the altar. Remember also our brothers and sisters. We have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
The gospel is calling us to really examine ourselves. Let us ask God our Father to give us strength to do that, as we say, Our Father
who art in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope at the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the face of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity where you live forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let's offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Grant us peace, Lord, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold, who is calling us to introspect ourselves. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Oh,
I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep, says the Lord. Let us pray. Renewed and nourished by the sacred body and precious blood of your Son, we ask of your mercy, O Lord, that what we celebrate with constant devotion may be our sure pledge of redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless us and free us from all our hypocrisy and our self-complacency. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us and enable us not to judge, but to excuse others.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us and give us the spirit of tolerance and acceptance.
Amen.
And may the blessing of the mighty God descend upon you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We go now to introspect ourselves.
Thanks be to God.
It's now 12:59. That brings us to the end of our live broadcast of Mass. We'd like to thank Father Ben Machangos. Thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us today.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who joined us here in the studio. Also for Kenny, our technical producer. Thank you. And with that said, to all our listeners, once again, a big thank you for your ongoing support. Until tomorrow at 12 noon. God bless you and ciao, ciao for now.